What's up there, ladies and gentlemen and boys and girls? And I am back live. It's your host, Dilia, and you are listening to Dilia's Dark Side on Skid Row Studios, on skidrowstudios.com. And I am so elated and happy right now. I've got one of my best friends and one of my OG Sinister Posse members with me, back with me on the Dark Side. I am talking about Derrick King Pharaoh Bradley. What's up, D?
Hey, what's up? What's up?
I call this Double D Day.
Yeah, right?
Double D. But actually, it's quadruple D Day. Derrick, Dilia, Dilia's Dark Side. So
It's all D.
We're
about to take over. Yeah. The D's are about to take over.
Yeah, oh my God. It's been forever since I've seen you, man.
It has been forever.
Yeah.
So much been going on. So
So tell me what's been going on with you, man.
I don't even know where to
start.
You got
a lot. It looks like on Facebook you got a lot going on.
I have a lot of stuff going on in my life. Yeah. I don't even know where to start. So you ask me the questions, I just go with it like that.
Any women in your life? I think I saw a while ago you had a queen in your life or something. King Pharaoh?
Yeah, I went to Africa. Well, I didn't go to Africa. I got with this girl who's mm-hmm. African, so we've been together. Cool. I realize even with that relationship, mm-hmm. I hate it. I'm trying to find an exit plan.
You hate it.
I shouldn't even say that. I'm not just posting
this
on Twitter.
Did you tell her to listen to the show?
I just tweeted too, like tune in. So
well, I guess now she knows. If she didn't know, now she knows.
I'm like, no, baby. I was just playing. That was just for entertainment purposes only.
How long have you been dating her?
I was dating though.
I guess.
Just a way to start off a show, right?
Mm-hmm.
We've been together for going on 2 years now.
Okay.
Been going together, yeah, for 2 years. It's pretty good. It's, you know, up and down, but I really don't like it.
Why don't you like it, D? It's going pretty good. Why don't you like it?
I'm not even going to say no more questions.
No, it's the dark side, and, you know, you got to talk.
You're going to get me in trouble.
Preach, brother.
The sex is bad. It's bad.
What?
It's bad.
Oh, man, you know
the sex is bad. I love my girl, though.
Why is it bad?
I love my girl, though. She's wonderful.
Why is it? Is it too dry?
No, she's wet. She's a squirter.
Oh, okay.
So that's good.
Yeah, that's good.
That's good. That's you know, good. That's
I'm
the
trying
first
to learn
time.
How to squirt, goddammit.
That's
damn
the
it.
First time. I was like, oh, finally, I found
a squirter.
I know how to get a girl to squirt.
How do you get a girl to squirt? And please teach. Please teach and teach all the men out there. How do you get a girl to squirt? Damn it.
There is a technique I'm still learning because you really don't do whole full penetration.
Okay.
You do like half penetration.
Okay.
And so
just with the head.
Okay. And just trying to like glide onto the clear, and then you feel it's like a balloon where it's like swelling up.
Okay.
And as it's swelling up, you just continue to stroke it. And then before you
inside the girl
yeah,
on the clip.
Inside,
okay,
yeah.
Okay.
And you're feeling pressure. And as it's building up, you just like.
Awesome.
Yeah. It's sort of like, you know, when you say, I feel like I'm about to pee.
Okay, yeah.
That's like that moment where you want to squirt.
Okay.
So if you just let it go, you'll just end up squirting because for some reason you can't pee and squirt at the same time.
Right.
So it kind of shuts down. So that's how you end up doing it. And it's kind of easier when a guy is fingering a girl.
Mm-hmm.
The guy can tell the difference as he's fingering her because he feel like that little pressure like is building up.
Uh-huh.
So as he continue to rub on it. It's pressure and pressure and then just keep going.
So it just starts to inflate like a balloon.
Yeah, like a balloon, yeah.
Okay.
And then you can tell when it's going.
Are you taking notes, Tammy?
What is it? What? 3 minutes into the show and I'm talking about breaking up and then getting somebody squirted already.
Okay, so you got the squirter, all right?
Yes.
And she's wet, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So why is the sex that like, she doesn't know like what she's doing, she doesn't know how to work it.
Yeah,
what?
She don't. she don't know how to work it. Like, I've been with a lot of strippers. I've been with people that did porn as well. So I've been with a few girls around the way.
Yeah.
You know, so this girl just...
She's kind of vanilla in that aspect.
Okay. Yeah, so it's kind of like, ugh, this is no fun. Okay. You know, I'm used to people
and
hanging off
patient?
The wall.
You're not patient? You're not a teacher? You're not going to teach her how to...
No, because I think it comes natural. You know, I think it comes natural.
Uh-huh.
And also... I've learned so much in the past couple of years.
She hasn't been with a lot of dudes, though. Than
right, and it's different. You know, it's a different culture as well. So,
yeah
they're more Africa. Their women are more a little more submissive and everything like that. So it takes a while to get used to being with an American, you know. So it's fun, though.
Make her watch porn.
We do.
You do?
We watch porn together.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
Anybody who's with me is probably going to have to watch at least one video.
And
so you're just going to have to watch at least one video with me.
Okay.
And I love Jada Fire. You know, that's one of my favorite girls because she's a squirter too.
Okay.
And I was like, I would love to fuck her.
You said in front of her?
No, I probably have. I don't even know. I probably have.
You know, you probably have because you are one of those motherfuckers. You don't care.
Right. So
I've been knowing you that long, that
I speak my mind.
Yes,
you know,
do.
I speak my mind, and sometimes it gets me in trouble. I'm going to get in trouble when I get home today. Like, what?
Is she already waiting for you? Is she at your house right now?
Yeah. We live together.
Oh.
Yeah, we live together. So. So
you got the squirter, and so you don't want to work with her anymore on the whole like sex thing.
No, because you know, like I said, it comes natural. Either you're a freak or you're not a freak.
Right.
You know, either you like vanilla or you like rock and roll. Which is probably a weird analogy, I guess. But you know what I'm saying, right?
Uh-huh.
And she's vanilla in the bed, just like one position.
Right.
I'm like, damn, I can't do nothing with just one position, but I can make you squirt, though. That one position, I can make you squirt, though. So that's good, I guess. Uh-huh. I'm like, I just love feeling the warmness.
So what about
it feels
oral
like the
sex?
Ocean.
What about oral sex? Is she good in that?
She's good in that.
Okay. She's good in oral sex.
Oh, she is sloppy. I was like, oh, this is so beautiful. But it's just, when we're having intercourse, it's just like, no. But the foreplay is great.
Okay. So you just got to work with her a little bit on that, I think, before you just up and run, D. You just head for
well,
the
I'm
hills
still here, though.
You know,
I'm still there.
Yeah. Now,
we talked about breaking up, you know. We talked about
Can we get the AC? Sorry. No. Yeah,
We talked about it, about breaking up a couple of times, you know. So there wasn't no like real reason why. You know, she's like, why do you want to break up? I'm like, you know, just culture. I blamed it all on culture. I'm like, I'm different, you're different.
Right.
You know, but besides that, everything else is good. It's like no complaints. Yeah.
Okay. So then,
it's all good. It's what? 15 minutes into the show and I've already,
it's all good. That's, you know, it's Delia's dark side
too
for you.
Too
far?
No,
you
this is how we catch up, right?
This is how we catch up, exactly.
This is how we catch up, yeah.
So, okay, so you got the woman in your life and, you know, things are, but, you know, it's all good.
Yeah.
So what else is going on? How is Hype Underground doing?
The show is going good. We're trying to get Jay Holiday on the show. So we're
getting, who's that?
He's an R&B singer.
Okay.
Show's doing real good. Okay. I'm trying to get a little more people onto the show, you know, get that whole fan base going and everything like that. But it's fun. It's fun. So.
Yeah. So, yeah, I noticed I was looking at the website, like I said, before the show started, I was looking at the website. I noticed that, like, you had Natalie Nunn on the show.
Yeah. That was a while ago, too.
How the hell did you get her on the show?
I went to a party. I went to some party that they was promoting for whatever station I was on at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Went to the party, ran into her. And I flirted with her.
Yeah, okay.
You know, I flirted with her. And she was like, yeah, I would love to do the show, blah, blah, blah,
oh, cool.
And everything like that. And I broke her measurements down just looking at her card.
Yeah, down? How did you do that?
I was looking at her card. I was like, boom, 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 you're this, you're this, you're this. She was like, yeah, how you know? I was like, I don't know. But I am really getting real good at that, too.
Like, breaking down measurements.
I'm like, I am fucking awesome at that. I'm just, I don't know. Like, I really don't know. I could just, like, look at a girl. I'm like, dun, dun, dun. Like, I told my brother showed me a picture of this girl once. And I was like, oh, she's 5'4". He was like, no, she's not. I was like, yeah. So he asked her, like, what's height? She was like, 5'4".
I remember back in the day, you used to tell me my fucking bra size, cuz.
Yes, I did, right? And I was like, kind of on point, right?
You're like, Delia, you're a, what, double D? No, you told me I was triple D. I was like, no, I'm double D, homie.
But I had the number right or something like that, right?
It was,
I
was kind of close D. Yeah, I'm double D. You're like, so, are you like a triple D?
I'm double.
I think you said, you. What are you like? You were all sizing
triple
them up.
Triple is and, like this
yeah,
big.
Yeah, you were like, yeah, you were sizing them up. You had your
triple
hands
like
all
the
like,
logo.
You doing like the cameras, you like staring at them and like getting like a zoom in lens going. You're like,
really?
Were you like a double D? Yeah, you're like, what, double? I felt all like, violated, cuz.
So, yeah,
what
I probably did that. You know, I don't know. I've been doing it for a while, so.
Yeah.
But now it's kind of like.
You probably got x-ray vision. Well, is your vagina shaved?
No, you know what's funny, though?
You can guess that, too?
I can't, but I know if you're a freak or not.
Uh-huh.
Depending on how you're dressed.
How?
If you're dressing provocative, you're freaking a bit. If you're dressing casual, you're not.
I don't dress provocative.
And it also depends on your job as well.
Uh-huh.
The job matters as well.
Uh-huh.
But I'm still working out these details on this, but that's what I'm starting to figure out, though.
Well, so. Obviously, if you're a stripper, well, okay. Well, yeah, all right.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, I've had some.
You
yeah,
see what I'm saying?
I had some, yeah, okay.
You see what I'm saying?
I had some like, fucking jobs in my time.
It always depends on how you, like, if, say you're working in an office, if you're dressing kind of conservative, you're pretty much not, like, really a freak in the bed. But if you work in the office, but you're a little more dressing sultry and provocative a little bit, you're a little more freakier in bed.
Like you short, mini skirts with no panties on, and I like to bend over and let all the guys look at my snatch.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Oh, do you like it? So you end up having doing that. So it's just kind of figuring that stuff out. I don't know actually if it's 100% accurate, but from what I'm looking at, I'm like, okay, yeah. So far, so good, yeah.
All right.
I haven't been wrong, yeah.
Okay. Well, go on, bum snatcher.
You used to call me that too, right?
Yes, we donned you the bum snatcher on Delia's Dark Side about 9 years ago because, I don't know,
How did I get that name?
We were all sitting doing Delia's Dark Side. It was me, you, I think probably Deidre was there, KG, your homeboy. And I think probably Young T was there too, and we were telling a story about something about bums. It was a scary story about bums, and you got all enraged. You're like, I hate motherfucking bums, man. I hate those motherfuckers going out. I work hard for my money, and these goddamn bums are gonna come and ask for my money, man. I just want to go and start killing bums. And so I called you the bum snatcher.
I remember like, something like that. Yeah. I really do remember.
So I was like,
the bum story, but I don't remember if I went off like that.
You were kind of, you kind of went off a little bit. You couldn't curse because we couldn't curse. We were like censored at ARN.
Yeah.
So we couldn't curse.
Which is
crazy. Yeah, I know, right? But I remember, and I said, yeah, I could totally see you like all tall and shit with a black trench coat and your long ass, like your slithering hands
that.
With like.
Yeah.
With like razor blades going down, just slashing bums. So I called you the bum. We called you the bum snatcher.
Yeah, I do remember that. We had some good times back then.
So, you know, it's kind of a good thing that you're on Skid Row.
On Skid Row, yeah. Go and snatch a few bums up. I have nothing else to do tonight.
Like, you know, so watch out, you bums on Skid Row. Anyway, so so you're an industry dude. You've been in the industry for a while.
Oh, something like that. I want to say that.
Well, you have been. I read in your bio, which you actually told us a long time ago, too, that you tried out for the role as Steve Urkel. Yeah, boy.
Yeah, you going way back.
Yeah, I read that. Yeah. Yeah, you tried out as a role as Steve Urkel, and you, it was between you and Jaleel White.
Mm-hmm.
And he, of course, he got it.
Yeah, he got it.
And you ended up being his stand-in or something.
Yeah, there was a few times where I did the stand-in, and mm-hmm. that was kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
But I just didn't fall right. The reason why I didn't get the role mm-hmm. is because my fall didn't look 100% believable.
Okay.
That's the only reason why.
Were you too tall? Was he a little shorter?
No, we're pretty much the same height and everything. Same height, the same look and everything like that.
Uh-huh.
And they said the reason why I didn't get the part is because when they told me to trip, I tripped, but it didn't look real. It didn't look believable.
You couldn't do, did I do that?
And, Heidi Ho Winslow or something like that, right?
Doesn't he look just like him? Doesn't he look just a little white, except his eyes bulge out a little bit.
Yeah, but you know, when he had his glasses on, you really couldn't tell until he earlier, mm-hmm. later on, turned into self on. You'd be like, whoa,
yeah,
those dude's eyes are big.
Yeah, they pop out.
Yeah, but that's why I didn't get it because I just didn't fall right.
Mm.
So,
That sucks. Yeah. Oh, well.
But overall, I don't regret it, though. You know, it's like, I would have never met you. So it's like,
right. It's
a blessing in disguise, you know. Yeah. So like, even though I went another path, I mm-hmm. still enjoy
you
doing
You still
stuff.
The man, you know. Yeah, you're number one in at every radio station that you ever hit. So, you know, and you're doing your thing.
I'm doing my thing, you know, learning a lot. So
you're hype. You're King Pharaoh.
Hype underground.
So we're going to take a little break right here, and when we get back, we're going to recap some of ARN's funniest moments right here on Delia's Dark Side.
Yeah!
that song. That song by Devo. I have a funny story about that. Remember I used to tell you guys about the wet hand slap?
Yeah. Yeah.
About my
That's
fucking,
why I went,
yeah. My fucking brother, my asshole brother, when he was, he used to be a punk rocker, listening to Oingo Boingo and Devo and all that shit. And I was about 7 years old. And he would babysit me, and he would, like, drink and get high, smoke weed all night long. And he used to wake me up in the middle of the night to do slam dance, Devo dances with his ass. And he would, and I wouldn't wake up, so he would, like, his hands were wet from, like, drinking cold beer. So he would, like, slap me, like, on the face, like, smack me to make me get up. He would, like, slap me on the face and make me get up and start doing Devo dances with him and shit.
Wake up!
Yeah,
wake up!
Monique! Pop, like that. And so I would get up and I would have to, like, do Devo dances with him and slam dancing and stuff like that with him. So, yeah, that doesn't...
I'm still sleepy.
Yeah. And then he would make me think. He would make me smoke a little bit of weed and stuff, and then I would get real high and his friends would be in there and they start laughing at me because then I'll be, like, all over the place and doing all kinds of his friends.
While you're
like,
halfway asleep.
Yeah.
Halfway awoke, halfway
asleep.
And they'd
be laughing their asses off, so, yeah.
I want to do a good prank. I've been watching all these prank videos lately on Facebook, and I want to do a mad, serious-ass prank on somebody. I haven't figured it out yet, but I just want to prank somebody so good. I don't know what it is, what kind of prank it is, who it will be on. I just want to do a prank.
You don't
prank.
Know what kind of prank you want to
do? I don't know.
Please let me know. Please post it when you do it.
I have no idea what I want to do.
You don't
I
know
just
who it's going to be on either?
I don't even care. I just need a victim. I don't care who it, I will be a damn stranger. I don't give a fuck who. I just want to prank somebody and just run with it. Like, yes.
That would be awesome.
Yes.
So, I'm going to recap some of the funniest American Radio Network moments. And so one of the ones that sticks in my head that I could not get out of my head all week for 2 weeks straight was, oh my God, the time you were off work, but you came down to ARN to kick Sean KG's ass. Okay, people.
Wait a minute. Because I don't remember wanting to come down there to kick his ass, but I do remember we had a problem because he was a bitch and walked off the show because
was,
I said something.
No, it was something about you. Okay, he was being a bitch and he wasn't speaking to nobody. So you decided to be the bigger man and you decided that you were going to speak to him. You said hi to him or something and he just walked past you.
Yeah.
And you wasn't having that shit. So you came up to ARN on a Friday. I'm coming down the stairs. I got my notebook and everything. I'm getting ready to do my show, Delia's Dark Side. And I walk downstairs to the lobby, and you standing out there like by the front desk with your tore up white T-shirt on. Your you had on, I don't know if you were wearing your sister's white sweatpants. They were kind of flooded. You were not playing, motherfucker.
I don't remember this.
Some ass.
You got me in the craziest getup right now. Like, I went outside in public wearing this shit.
You drove, but you walked straight into ARN and you was not playing. You were not having it. Because I was like, Derek, I was like, what are you doing here? Aren't you off today? Because I was the director too at the time and I remember you were off. And I was like, what the hell are you doing up here? And you were looking mad. You had your bottled water and you had on, let me finish the outfit though. So you
please don't. Because yes. I don't think I wore this, but
you did. Oh, I remember. I am not give
like
me a
you
Bible.
Sound like I'm a bomb
probably
snatcher.
Burn. My hands are probably burned, but you know, yes. You had on, it wasn't torn up, but it was like a white, everything was white and clean, but you had on a T-shirt, you had on some white sweatpants, and they were kind of flooding. They didn't touch all the way down to the ankle, bruh. They were kind of flooding. And they weren't tight, but they looked like, you know, you're skinny, so, you know, I couldn't fit in them. And you had on a pair of, I don't know if these were, I don't know what kind of tennis shoes these were, but they didn't have any shoelaces in them. And the backs were flattened out because you were walking on the backs of them and they were flattened out. I think they were like either Fila or Puma tennis shoes. And you were walking on the backs of them, so the backs were flattened out. And you were standing there, and I was like,
I remember. I think I had some shoes like that because I used to wear some shoes like that around the house.
Yes.
So I remember the shoes. Yes. Everything else, I don't remember this whole get up that I'm wearing. I don't remember that part, but I do.
This get
I can't
up.
Say. Man, I wish I could have taken a picture. Like that.
I got
think
the
shoes was white.
Mind.
I think they were probably Reeboks.
Everything you had on was white. And I don't know why you want to come and kick somebody's ass in all white, but I don't know. But you did. You
with
were
those
not
shoes
having
wow.
it. And I was like, Derek, what the hell? What are you doing? And you look pissed off. You're like, I'm about to whoop Sean's ass. What the fuck is Sean? He's like, and I'm like, well, I guess he's doing a show right now. I'm like, no. And you're like, all right. So you followed me. You were walking behind me. I'm like, no, wait a minute. You're not going to do this before my show. You're like, I don't give a fuck. I'm going to kick his ass. So I walk in because we're getting ready to transfer, whatever, because I was right after him. So you walk in. And I'm putting my stuff down, and there was no way for me. And I don't think he was talking to me either, so I wasn't even going to, like, warn him that you were coming after to whoop his ass or anything either, and you got a bottle, and you about to knock him upside his head or nothing, that shit like that, because he wasn't talking to me either. So I just put my stuff down, and I didn't think that you were going to just, like, start yelling at him right there, right in the middle of the end of his show, like while we were transferring over. But as soon as I put my stuff down and I sit down, you go, Sean, motherfucker, the next time I speak to you, bitch, you better motherfucking speak to me and all this stuff. And he was like, what? And I was like, what? No, not now. He was like... I'm like, what the fuck? Not now.
I remember that part. I remember that. Mm-hmm. I do. But... The like, wardrobe. That's what I'm tripping off of. I'm going back to the wardrobe. I don't remember the wardrobe.
The wardrobe.
I do remember that.
Yeah.
It was like right after he ended off the show, right? Or did I march in while he was still recording it?
He was doing his like little, because we always do like a little 5-minute song to, you know, transfer over. So he was like saying, he was signing off and he was putting his little song so we can transfer over, and just while he was saying goodbye, you just kind of like, I think you probably were even recorded on his tape or something. And then you guys started going at it, and it was like, blah, 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 blah. Well, I did speak to you or something. He's like, motherfucker, no, you didn't. And da, 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 da. So I'm like, okay, can you guys kind of put it down? Cause you know, like it's like a minute or so, maybe like 50 seconds or something before I gotta go and, you know, do my stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, can you guys kind of like bring it down a little bit, you know, because I gotta do mine. So you guys are still talking and whatever. I'm like, oh shit. And so and then it's like in like 10 seconds, 5 seconds, I go, all right, I'm coming on. And 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and everything got quiet. Like, hey, welcome to Dilia's Dark Side.
I remember that too.
Yeah.
I really do. Yeah. I remember because I did go off on him.
Slap off on that motherfucker. You did.
I did. I do remember that. I just don't remember what I was wearing.
I don't remember
what I was
wearing. Because I was like, I did. I said something. I commented to you. I was like, damn, you were really down here to whoop his ass because I've never seen you dress like that. You know, you're usually like put together like this. Even the hair was askew. You were like ready to whoop some ass, some Charlie ass that day, didn't you?
Really?
Yes. You were, I mean, you look like you're about to get into a scratch fight. That's like you were.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Some of it's a blur, but I do remember some of that. I do remember some of that.
And then he even got more mad at me because he thought that I knew about it like all this time. And I'm like, you know what? First of all, I don't give a fuck because, you know,
he was being a little bitch anyway.
But I was like, no, I didn't know. Like, I came downstairs and all of a sudden Derek is out there. You look at this motherfucker. When he looking crazy to the mother, you think I'm going to stop him right now? No.
Yeah.
So
I had some fun times down there. It was
especially like when we were directing in like Saturdays when everybody would leave. And then we would all like sit there and like
hang out that Saturday night. Yeah, that was the best time that I really missed being down there was the Saturday night mm-hmm. of us just hanging down until, what, around 11, 12 o'clock or something like that.
You never rolled with us to Bar Sinister, did you?
Not that time. I had to do something or something came up where I couldn't
Did
even
you ever
make it
come though. With us?
I believe I did.
Did you?
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
I think, no. I think
you
I
gotta
was
come
my,
with us.
Like twice or something like that. Yeah.
I think, no, twice you came to my Halloween party.
I came to your Halloween party. Are you doing another one this year?
No. We do other things now on Halloween because you know, kinky. I was having the Halloween parties and then.
Y'all kinky. What y'all doing on Halloween? We do other things now.
Yeah, we don't do anything on Halloween now because.
That was your thing.
Yeah, but then people started not showing up and we went out and spent like all this like $500, $600 on shit and people motherfuckers wouldn't show up. I guess because, you know, we live far, we live in Valencia or whatever and people wasn't showing up. So it was like.
You don't live easy.
Huh?
You don't live at an easy stroll.
Well, now you live in Van Nuys, motherfucker, so you can come.
Yeah, I'm a little, what, that's like a 30-minute drive?
Yeah.
About a 30-minute drive or something, a little bit around there?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. So you're a little bit closer now if we were. You know, even if you want to just, like, come and hang out or whatever,
because
you know.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So, yeah, you could always do that. But, yeah, we just started on Halloween. Now we do the Hollywood Walk the Boulevard type thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and then we go see the Dead Man's Party thing. You know, remember those guys that I had on ARN, that band? The Oingo and Boingo tribute band?
Yeah.
Those guys. Yeah,
oh,
we
okay.
go see them because
okay.
they're all about their, like, Halloween.
Oh, okay.
You know, because Oingo Boingo was all about Halloween and stuff like that. So we go and do that. But
I don't know what I want to do for Halloween. It's, I need to find something.
Welcome to roll with us.
Yeah,
that'll be fun.
Roll with y'all or something like
that. Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do this year. I'm kind of thinking to probably go back and do my Rick James.
I'm Rick James, bitch.
You see my Rick James? Have you seen it?
No, I didn't. Did I see a Rick James?
Because, you know, I posted on Facebook all the time. Yeah. Because I'm doing two things this year. So I don't know if, like, because I love the attention I get when I go on Hollywood.
Yeah.
I love people want to take pictures with me and shit because I look just like his ass.
Are you serious?
And then do, like, a vampire or something scary.
He always do the vampire thing. Yeah.
But I haven't done that in a couple years, so.
Wow.
I haven't done it,
You're getting old, that's why.
Huh?
You're just getting old, that's why.
But I do it to Rick James, and, you know, I look like
him. You want easy shit now.
No, because I look like him, and I just
throw
get
a wig on.
Well, you know, it's. I get more attention that way because okay. I'm almost a dead ringer for the motherfucker. Like, I'm sitting like, I just morph into him, like, poof, and I just turn right into him, you know?
Wow.
And then people are like yelling all those like Rick James things from Dave Chappelle and stuff at me.
So, I'm Rick James, bitch.
Yeah.
I'm Rick James, bitch.
Or I might be a Day of the Dead girl or something like that for Dead Man's Party thing. So I might be two things this year.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Nice.
But you were telling me that you were banned from ARN.
Yeah, I was.
How does one do that? I'm probably banned, too, for.
I don't think you are. No. I don't think you are. But, you know, I was banned because they thought I was trying to take other radio personalities from there.
Were you?
No, I wasn't.
You weren't.
I wasn't. I was actually trying to make profit off of them by, you know, doing website designs and all that stuff. So I was like, let me try and get a few people who need some websites. Uh-huh. I do the websites for them and everything like that. Something simple. So that's what I was doing.
Okay.
But come to find out, they was like, oh, you can't come down here no more. You're banned. I had a meeting with Tony.
Oh, Tony Lewis?
Tony Lewis, yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so. And because
Tony
told
you that?
No, he didn't tell me.
Mm-hmm.
I think Lolly told me the next time I went back down there because I was trying to get in as a studio director again.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So when I came back down there, she was like, really? You want to be a studio? I was like, yeah, I just need a couple of extra cash here and there. Yeah.
You were trying to get back in
there? Yeah, because I just wanted to get some people just to do website designs.
Oh,
and
so
all
you're
that.
Trying to just kind of ease your way up? Okay.
Yeah, just ease my way in up on, you know, come from the back door and all that stuff. So they told me I would have to meet with Tony to discuss everything where. Because when we left, there was like a whole migration.
Yeah.
You know,
I think I was the last one to leave. Yeah.
Two or three people that left. There
it was like a domino effect.
Yeah. Everybody just whoosh.
Everybody trickled out of that motherfucker.
So, and they blamed it all on me. Well, they didn't blame it on me. But because I came back, they was like, so you tried to take all the announcers and... I was like, no, I had nothing to do with it. You know, people leave on their own choice.
It wasn't you.
Yeah. You know, I was just telling them, I'm like, people leave on their own choice.
Yeah.
You know, we was just talking, and that was it. They tell us, oh, okay, cool, we'll go.
Right.
So I ended up signing a contract. Like, it was like, yeah, I'm serious. I had to sign a contract saying that I had no part of coercing anybody to come to this other, to Indy 100. I was like, I had to sign a contract. I was like, all right, fine. If I have to sign a fucking contract to get a couple of websites, all right, whatever. Because that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get websites, build websites, everything, like give some extra money that way as well. So I'm like, fine, whatever. So I go back the next week. Then that's when Lolly was like, oh, you can't come back up here. We're not going to hire you. And by the way, we're going to ban you from the building. If you ever show up, we're going to call the police.
Wow, it's like that?
Yeah, that's what I said. I was like, really? Is this serious?
I thought Lolly loved you.
No, she was a bitch, too.
You know what? That's why I went off on her that one day.
She was fake.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, she was fake.
Yeah, I went off on her that day when I left, when all that stuff went down with her and Deidre, and Deidre came back and told me what she was saying. Dude, I called her and went off on her.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So... I'm kind of glad I did. Yeah, it was stupid.
But I don't like the people, some of the people that work there. But the announcers, and we had some good times.
Yeah, you told me,
man.
Like, that one guy, the bald guy with the suit that was there, he worked on Saturday.
Jeffrey Henderson.
Or was he there Sundays or Saturday?
Saturday, Jeffrey Henderson.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's still doing his show there.
A wannabe Steve Harvey or something.
Yeah. He was cool.
Was he cool?
Yeah.
I thought you said he was, like, trying to preach to you or something.
No, he wasn't trying to preach to me, but he was sort of kind of like a little off-the-side mentor for me.
Oh, okay.
Like, so he told me a lot of stuff as well. So, yeah, he was real cool. But I don't know if he's still there. I don't even know if ARN is still in business. I'm pretty sure they is. I'm pretty sure it is.
Yeah, that little slimy-ass Tony Lewis, whatever.
Right.
He's a little slimy motherfucker. I can't stand his ass. They used to tell me that every time they mentioned my name to me, go, dude.
Ilya.
Dear.
That's when you was an assistant or something like that, right?
No, I went down there to apply when they were looking for the front desk receptionist.
Yeah,
and then Antonio ended up getting it.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought this was after him.
No, I went down to get it, and then Antonio somehow ended up getting it.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. But yeah, he was like, when I was interviewing with him, he was like staring at my breast the whole time, and I guess that's kind of my fault because I did kind of have him perched up and out that day, you know, because it's like, you know,
trying to get the job?
Yeah, I'm trying to get the job, you know, and I knew he was a little perv, a little.
Delia.
Delia.
But yeah, I'm glad it's over though. I'm glad I'm not there no more.
Yeah, me too. I actually considered at one point actually going back.
Really?
Yeah, because I was like, you know what? Like, this is cool, you know, being at home or whatever. But I want to be back on, you know, like another network, you know.
Yeah.
But I considered it, and then I was like, no, I don't want to go back there. First of all, I don't want to go back to Hollywood that way. And yeah, I just didn't like the way everything went down.
Right.
And it was too much money for the little shit that they do, little reel to reel.
They don't do shit.
No,
they don't do shit.
No, they don't.
They don't do shit for
nobody.
Nothing.
Yeah, for the $57 a week. No.
Yeah, they don't do bullshit.
So yeah, so
screw you.
Yeah, exactly.
Screw you.
So we're gonna take another break right here, and when we get back, I'm gonna talk about something really funny. How I almost got into a fight with two dudes at the Tap House last month, right after it.
Okay. We'll be right back.
we're back here on Delia's Dark Side on Skid Row Studios. If you want to call in and talk to me, Delia, or Derek Bradley, King Pharaoh Bradley, the number is 800-893-9562. Let me give you that number again. It's 800-893-9562. So before I get on this the story about the Tap House, it was kind of funny, but I want to actually talk about this dude who actually committed some necrophilia in a he had committed necrophilia with over 100 corpses in an Ohio morgue. His name is Kenneth Douglas.
I'm wondering, did he get any squirters?
But let's see if I can find the thing. If not, I know the story because I read it. But anyway, his name is Kenneth Douglas. And basically, he committed necrophilia in this Ohio morgue. He worked downstairs in the morgue. And he was convicted of doing this because, you know, if you get caught even having sex with dead, you know, violating dead people, that you can, you know,
go get a disease.
Oh, you can get a disease.
You can
too.
Get a
you
disease,
still can
right?
get a disease. And also you can go to jail. So he went to jail and he admitted to having sex with these 100 corpses. And the reason he said, well, he said, first of all, they said that when he went home, his wife would smell him and he smelled like sex. How the hell?
You still smell like, you can really smell
exactly.
like sex after.
I could not get that. I didn't
having
get
sex
that.
With a dead person?
Yeah, you can still smell like sex.
Mm. Wow.
And I don't know if they were embalmed yet. They didn't say if they were still embalmed or not.
I hope not.
But he said, yeah.
I don't know if it's bad or good, but yeah. I wouldn't want to have sex with a person that's already embalmed. It's just weird. There's no body parts there.
She was
There's
like,
nothing to feel.
His wife was like, you know, you stink, you smell like sex. And I'm like, I'm thinking they're still secreting and stuff after they're dead. Like, how does he smell like sex? Ugh. Like, is he going down having oral sex with these?
Right.
These corpses or what's going on? And then he said, you know, what caused him to do this is because he was high off crack and drinking alcohol. When he went to work, and his coworkers knew that he was under the influence, and they still let him come to work anyway. So he was downstairs violating these corpses.
He did it in one night?
No, not in one night, just over a period of time.
Over a period of time.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn.
So he was having a party, like smoking
sex
crack.
For 3 years or something. Like,
so he was like having a party in the back and stuff, smoking crack and drinking and going and getting on top of these corpse women and having sex.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And one woman said that she was, he violated one of her sisters or something, and she was saying she was scared. She didn't want to. You know, she's glad that he was off because she was like, you know, she was scared to get buried there because she was afraid that he would do the same thing, you know, to her too. Of course, you know.
If you're dead, you should at least have one nut off. If you're dead, I think you should at least, it should be a given, right? There should be at least somebody out there willing to fuck a dead person. It's like, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
You know. This is your last time being on Earth. You might as well get fun. I don't know if you're going to enjoy it or not, but it's the principle.
You're not because you don't even know. I wonder if you know or not.
I don't know. But that's what I'm saying. It's the principle.
Yeah.
But then if you do know and it's really bad, then that's not good.
I mean, if it's some ugly fact, because this dude actually, is not to be like, you know, but he is a black dude, which was like kind of, because, you know, most of them are, you know, like, you know what I mean? It was kind of surprising that he was a black dude. And he was like old, not old, but he was like kind of fat and like nerdy looking. He wasn't a good looking dude. You know,
so he was still getting some.
Yeah, but he wanted some dead pussy, some dead snatch.
He should have just found the old woman that was still alive.
No, he wanted the young ones who died, like the young women who died from whatever.
But he was still picky. Was he picky?
I don't know. He didn't say. I guess he wanted some young tenders that he couldn't get while they were alive.
I probably couldn't have
Because the whole
psyche. If it was a jury, I probably couldn't convict them.
Because the whole psyche with these disgusting fuckers is that they it's the whole thing about, you know, they know they can't get them when they're alive. So, you know, because they're, you know, this is the whole rejection factor.
Right.
You know,
right.
They are afraid of getting rejected. So when they're dead, you can't, of course, you can't reject.
Is this still considered rape?
Yeah. Kind of, yeah. It's a violation. So
I mean, I know it's a violation.
They're being violated.
But they're dead.
So,
there's no more rights.
You can
rights.
Still go to jail.
I mean, I'm saying you shouldn't go to jail for fucking a dead person.
you
should
can.
Be sent to away to a mental institution,
yeah,
but not to
should.
Jail.
Some kind of psychiatric.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't think nobody should go to jail for fucking a dead person. I really don't. That's just a waste of taxpayer money right there. I'm sorry. It's probably doing somebody a favor.
I think that, yeah, they should be definitely evaluated, psychologically evaluated, yeah. Yes.
And then, like I said, if I had a choice,
uh-huh.
I would want to get fucked at least one more. If I was dead, I would say, okay, you can fuck my body. Just get that one nut out of me that I never got off that day.
But, you know.
Just get it out. I'm not going to use it anyway, so just take it.
It's just a waste of time. There are not a lot of women necrophiliacs out there because with the fucking a man dead, you have to put a stent inside the penis to make it stand up because you guys just go limp, you know.
Oh,
so
well,
you have
then.
To put
it's
a stent in
there. Pointless for me to have sex.
Yeah,
then.
Yeah.
It's just pointless.
So it's kind of hard to do that. So, yeah, it's easier.
They can give me an injection, right? Can it be an injection?
An injection? You're dead. And nothing's
going
to work.
Nothing going to work?
Nothing ain't going to work. So they have to put some kind of stent or something.
Motherfucker should go to jail then.
Yeah.
Fuck you. What's the point? What is the point? No, I really didn't know that, though.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
That's a lot of work. So it's easier to fuck abroad.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's easier for the guys, which is kind of fucked up, you know, because it should be, you know, it should be, you could go both ways. Women should be able to do it, too, and not have all that. You know,
some men die
of angel lust. It's called angel lust when men die and they have a hard on. You know, they die with a hard on. It's called angel lust.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but you got to jump on it real quick though before it go down.
I'm pretty sure you have to.
You
got to
catch them right after they die.
Really
yeah.
quick. Like,
yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
I've been waiting for you. Yes.
Yeah. So.
That's crazy, though. I think those people really do have problems, though. I really do. Like, why?
Yeah. Of course, it is mental.
But
it's
he was high, though,
mental.
Which is different.
Yeah.
You know, you're high, so that's a little more understandable. But a person who's not high, who
just like, doing it, yeah,
just
and there's a lot of those.
Yeah.
Yeah. People, or they dig up graves and throw a girl on her stomach and sodomize her.
Damn. Yeah.
That's got to be, yes.
That's a lot. That's just a lot of work.
Yeah, that is. But I've read stories. There are some creepos out there that do that. So, yeah, my friend.
Not for me. Not for somebody is not enjoying it.
It's fun for somebody out there.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Right.
That's what keeps me, Delia's Dark Side, in business, you know?
Give me something to talk about.
I know.
Thank you.
So we got 5 minutes. I don't know if I'll be able to finish this story or not, but so we were about at the tap house about a month ago at a dead man's party show. Yay. So there are these two douche waffle guys there. And I guess apparently about 5 months ago, they tried to start a fight with one of our friends, Scott. So Scott told us, you know, there's a one guy named Skeletor. That was like trying to start some shit with him at another venue about 5 months ago, whatever. So we walk into the tap house. We see these two guys, the same guys that tried to start some shit with him. So he goes, hey, they're Skeletor and whatever. So I'm like, we're like, whatever, you know. So anyway, we're chilling and I'm outside. And so it's me, him, Scott, we're outside, you know, just chilling, drinking. I have my little Long Island iced tea, you know, we're good. So this girl walks over, this drunk, I call her drunk girl. Drunk girl, drunk girl walks
drunk
over.
Drunk girl is Skeletor.
Yeah.
These names right now.
Drunk girl walks over and she's like, hey, she's drinking wine. She's like, hey, oh my God, you're so pretty. Oh my God, I love your makeup. Oh my God, I love your hair to me. And I'm like, okay, whatever. You know, like we're just chilling and she just like, you know, wants to be my friend like so bad. And she's just like, you know, compliment everything. I'm like, all right, cool. So we're talking, we're friends and whatever. So Fast forward, it's about maybe like an hour. We were out standing outside. Mm-hmm. So invite her. We have a VIP seat. And I invite her to go to our VIP section where we were. So she comes over. And for some reason, she ventures off and she takes her drink. And we all have a table. So she ventures off and she takes her drink over to Skeletor and this other dude. And she leaves her drink over there. And I'm like, why'd she leave her drink over there? You know, so I politely go, grab her drink, and I grab her drink, and I was going to bring it over to our table so we can watch it. So I go to grab her drink, and Skeletor grabs her drink and goes, uh-uh. I go, excuse me, that's my friend. I'm taking her drink over to my to our table so that we can watch it, okay? He goes, this long Skeletor, like, razor blade-looking face, well, excuse the fuck out of me.
Did he look like that?
Yes, he did.
That looks really scary.
He had, like, a long-ass skeleton face, and he had, like, a white beard, no hair. I called him ISIS, him and his homeboy, I called him ISIS terrorist. They look like ISIS terrorists. Really? Yeah, he's like, excuse the fuck out of me. So I'm like, dude, you better get the fuck up out of my face right now. That's what you better do. And he's like, excuse the fuck out of me. Excuse the fuck. I'm like, dude, just get the fuck out of my face. And I'm trying to be as calm as I can. So then his friend starts getting in my face, too. So I got these two douche waffle, bony-ass guys in my face. One has hair, one doesn't. And they're just like, I don't know what the other dude was saying, but they're just like in my face. And I'm just like, fuck you. Fuck you. What the fuck you want to do? What the fuck you want to do, motherfucker? What? Like, I'm just getting what? Well, I'm like, what, motherfucker? What the fuck you want to do? So they're just like, they're just like bickering back and forth. And I'm like, okay, one of these motherfuckers step to me one more time and say something else, I'm about to, like, just start punching, like, like, fucking jab uppercut. Like, seriously, I'm just dying to use my kickboxing, you know, techniques. Yeah. I'm just dying to. So I'm like, if one of you guys step one more time, I'm gonna fucking knock you the fuck out. So I'm still, like, you know, I'm up in their face. So I'm like, what the fuck? So all of a sudden, their eyes get real big, and they, like, step back, right? So I'm like, yeah, what the fuck you gonna do? What the fuck you gonna do? So
that's that long guy so like, talking.
So, you know, it was me talking too, because, you know. So I look back and there, and like, I look back and it's like these two little chihuahuas, and I'm like a barking chihuahua too, barking at these other two little chihuahuas. And it was like, they saw like this big ass Rottweiler step from behind. So I look back and it's Pat behind me. He like steps up and they're like, both of their eyes got real big. So he's like, man, what the fuck? And he like grabs one of them by like the throat.
Who?
The one with the hair, Pat.
Pat? Oh, really?
Pat grabs one of them by the throat. Yeah. And then the bald one, Skeletor, shuts the fuck up. He's like, all right, I'm cool. I'm shutting down. So dude is still like, well, man, you better get your fucking girlfriend or whatever. He's like, fuck you, dude. That ain't my girlfriend. That's my wife. I know. He's like, he's like, fuck you, dude. That ain't my girlfriend. That's my fucking wife. You know, he's like, and then I go, fuck you. I ain't his fucking girlfriend. Not push, dude. Like, yeah. And so he just like, so then the big bouncer comes over and he's about to escort Pat out. But then Scott comes over and explains to the bouncer that, you know, it was their fault or whatever. And they tried some other stuff with Scott a while back. And so, and anyway, so we ended up staying at the party and the party was live and we had a good time. So that's the story. And that's the story of the tap house.
And you did that in 5 minutes. Yeah, that's pretty impressive. That was really impressive.
So anyway, that's the little fight that I had at the tap house. So anyway, I want to thank you so much, D.
Thank you for having me.
And you have anything you want to promote before we go?
Twitter, and go to my website. It's hypeunderground.com and find me on Twitter at I am K Farrell.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, so thank you so much for tuning in to Dilia's Dark Side. I want to thank my OG Sinister Posse member, D, in the house. And this is Dilia's Dark Side, and we are O-U-T out. Peace.
Delia's gone, one more round. Delia's gone.